man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on May 10th, 2018. And I just bought my air ticket to attend our own get-together, our own Patriot Conference west of Nashville, Tennessee. And I hope to see some of you there. It's going to be a great event. June 15, 16, and 17 at Montgomery Bell State Park, just west of Nashville. The way to get a ticket is after the show today. You can call my phone number, 701-317-5317. I'm always giving that same cell phone number out. I'm the director of this particular event, so you're talking to the horse's mouth when you reach me. And I can help you with a ticket, with the banquet, with the travel, with a room, all the things you need to have to get to this event, June 15 through 17, featuring, well, I'll tell you what, I had an idea here as to something we might, I think I'll send this out to our speakers as something for them to consider, and it surely will interest you. Paul Fromm is with us. Hi, Paul.
Hi. And if I might add my opinion there, if you have never been to Montgomery Bell Park, it's a real treat. It's not just a place to hold a meeting, and though it certainly is that. It's secure. It's set in the beautiful rolling hills just west, I believe, of Nashville. The food is great, and you feel as though you're in the country, because you are in the country, but you're also close enough to your political friends for a lot of socializing. It's not to be missed. If you can possibly fly there, or if you live within a couple hundred miles drive there, you will not regret it.
Yes, all true what Paul just said. And as you drive in from the airport, if you flew or just drive in all the way, as you enter the environs of Montgomery Bell State Park, you'll notice that every other home is flying an American flag out in the front yard or over at the front door. So it's a measure of the place. It's when America was great again. So, and that's part of the magic of staying there, the staff, the people. I'll be tipping the staff. I'll be suggesting that all of us who attend do a little more tipping than you're wont to do, both to the maids and the people doing the house service, I guess you could call them, and waiters at our banquet and people at the desk in the store, etc. I want them to, on day one, say, boy, these people are heavy tippers. These patriots from the Republic Broadcasting Network, these are the kind of people we want to have back here often. So the boy, I'm looking forward to that, and I was amazed. I don't know if travel at that particular time is expensive or not. I got a real good deal on an airfare, so I don't know how I lucked out, but I did. Maybe it's a good weekend to travel by air.
I think it's just before the summer rush, so yes, it was cleverly planned.
Yes, cleverly planned by accident. So the let's get into some news and so on. I hope you'll call in, some of you, to liven up the show tonight at 800-313-9443. Let's see. I want to just send out a message here. I got a nice piece of mail from a supporter of the show who's located somewhere in Michigan. And I want to let that caller called in to ask whether I had received his mail. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And what I'm referring to, folks, is this. I pay for the show myself, and if you can help me out, it's very much appreciated. Any contribution helps out. Regular contributions are, of course, extra appreciated. Here's how you can help keep the show going. I'll keep it going. If nobody sends any money in, I'll keep the show going with my last breath. But it helps if you can help. And here's how you do it. Send anything to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, which is abbreviated MN. That's a hard one to remember. All those M states, Missouri, Minnesota, Montana, Michigan. Those are the only ones you get confused about. MN is Minnesota. And the zip code is 567. Oh, my goodness. 56721. And there you go. And send any kind of contribution you can. Money order works great. Checks work great. Cash is fine. The mailer that just sent in something that I referred to a moment ago sent in cash. And at this little post office here, you can tell it's a big post office, P.O. Box 9. It's a big post office, isn't it? It's our kind of post office, folks. It's a post office from the days when America was great again. So your mail is reliably handled. And
would it be too much of a leap to say that it's probably not very diverse?
We suffer from a lack of diversity up here.
We should be so lucky.
Yeah, that means your mail arrives more on time and more reliably and securely. Please do help out if you can. And some of you who have helped out, thank you so much. I remember it. I note it. You can always call me, by the way, at my phone number, which I think I gave out a little while ago, but it's 701-317-5317. Call me anytime for suggestions for the show and so on. And one of those callers did make a suggestion for tonight's show. It's a story that I missed yesterday, and I think it really was. I should have landed on this story with both feet. I didn't. It's the Schneiderman story. This attorney general of New York State. Let me look up the... Let me see what the latest is on the Schneiderman story. But this is a great story. it really, I don't know what the Democrats are going to do with this Schneiderman story. Let's pick up. Let me see who's got the best coverage of it. You know, Breitbart would normally be in this search. I could do. Do you know how to do this, folks? You do a site, then colon. Then type in the site you want to search, then type in your search. And it will search then only that site. And let's just see what we get here when we search Schneiderman at Breitbart. Donald Trump's long war with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Now, this is, get this, folks. This guy, well, here, I'll just read the story and we'll get some of the details going. But this is, you can't make this stuff up. Some of you that are old enough, you remember Rod Serling and the Twilight Zone, and the theme of the theme of that show was, you know, really bizarre things happening, aliens, you know, the whole world being upside down. Well, this story is like so many of these stories in the Trump era. It's like the Twilight Zone. President Donald Trump has a contentious history with Eric Schneiderman, which may have ended with the New York Attorney General's sudden resignation after being accused of violence against women. It began when Schneiderman targeted Trump in 2013 by launching a fraud lawsuit against Trump University. And remember what a nightmare that was for Donald Trump. All of it based on nothing. But it cost Donald Trump a lot of PR and a lot of money and a lot of time. Trump did not hold back his criticism of the Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, alleging on Twitter at the time, Twitter, that Schneiderman was crooked. And here's what Trump tweeted back in 2013. So this is long before he announced for the presidency. He said, "Weiner or Weiner is gone." Remember Anthony Weiner? Weiner is gone. Man. Yeah, the Weiner man of selfie fame. Spitzer is gone. Next will be lightweight Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Is he a crook? Wait and see. Worse than Spitzer or Weiner. So that was very prophetic. He also, at that time, accused Schneiderman of using the lawsuit as a form of revenge after Trump questioned the validity of former President Barack Obama's birth certificate. Which, by the way, folks, you know, we won't go into that tonight, but let me tell you, the birth certificate proffered by Barack Obama that is still visible online is by every single person who has any knowledge of Photoshop is deemed to be a forgery. And there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. And the strongest proof was offered by the cold case unit of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's Maricopa County Sheriff's Department. They spent, I think, at least 5 years studying that birth certificate, and they conclusively, beyond any doubt, proved that that is a fraud. The document is a fraud. Now, where Obama was born is not answered by that fact. It's a fraud. Where was he born? We don't know. Where is his real birth certificate? We don't know. Is there a real birth certificate? We don't know. All we know is that the one that Obama offered to us, he put it on the White House website, is a fraud. And this is an incredible story. I mean, and it's really simple. It's not like, you know, I studied Photoshop in college and got good at it. I mean, moderately good. And when you do Photoshop, you learn about layers. You learn how to do layers. You learn how to do copy and paste, cut and paste. And anybody who's got that familiarity with Photoshop recognizes the document that Obama put online is a Photoshop document that has within it layers. And whoever did the document didn't, I'm trying to remember what the term was. It's been so many years since I was a Photoshop guy. I think it's compress. I think you compress the layers is the command. So if you have, let's say, 12 layers to a document, that means 12 images that are, you know, one over the other. One might be text, one might be background, one might be images, and so on. One might be a signature. Anyway, at the end of the preparing a Photoshop document, somebody who's competent knows to hit the compress all layers into one layer button. Whoever prepared the Obama document did not do that. It was an amateur at Photoshop. So, it's because it's in layers, folks, it's already prima facie, it's not an authentic document. An authentic document would be simply what it is. It would be a document in one layer. No authentic document can have more than one layer. A layer is a Photoshop phenomenon. So, and then you can take the layers and examine each of them, and forensically, the cold case unit of Joe Arpaio's Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, they proved beyond, you know, to a one in a billion type, you know, chance of their being wrong, that this is a forged document. Anyway, so Trump, you know, Trump's a smart guy, and he perceived some of these same problems at that early time in 2013. This thing's a forgery. What's his face? Schneiderman took offense at that, and he took offense to that, and he launched a war against Donald Trump. Trump tweeted in 2013, there has been a systematic targeting of the Tea Party by the Obama administration. Now Schneiderman goes after me. No coincidence. Then he tweeted at the same time, lightweight Schneiderman suit was filed on a Saturday, unheard of, against a school with a 98% approval rating right after Obama is meeting with Obama. And so on. Trump further ridiculed Schneiderman's appearance, accusing him of wearing eyeliner. It's Tuesday. Schneiderman is wearing Revlon eyeliner today. Governor Cuomo alerted all to this. And then Trump says, it's Thursday. Which brand of eyeliner is the nation's worst attorney general wearing today? Trump's playbook of total warfare was engaged as he called Schneiderman dopey, a real dope, a total loser, and a lightweight who once begged him for campaign donations. In 2014, Trump celebrated a judicial ruling that tossed out claims against Trump University for breaking education law since it was not licensed by the state. That led Trump to declare victory, although the pursuit of fraud claims continued. And he tweeted, lightweight AG Schneiderman just got his ass kicked by Trump. This is now in 2014. Schneiderman continued persecuting Trump after he announced his campaign for president. The state attorney general launched an investigation of the Trump Foundation in 2016 and continued the ongoing fraud case against Trump University. After the 2016 election, Schneiderman's war against Trump intensified. The New York attorney general launched over 100 legal or administrative actions against the Trump administration, according to the New York Times.
So that's just outright persecution.
Yeah, that's lawfare. In August, Schneiderman teamed up with Robert Mueller to investigate Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, collecting evidence against him. He also asked the New York legislature, now get this, this is wild, folks. He asked the New York legislature for power to bypass presidential pardons in any criminal charges against Trump's campaign and administration aides. So he was seeking power, just like Mueller, power greater than that granted to the president by the Constitution. This is chutzpah on steroids.
Who the gods would destroy, they first drive mad. And I think you're leading up to something. Has he self-destructed?
Well, yeah. And one of the signs that the gods give to show that someone is near self-destruction is Revlon eyeliner. Just hours before he announced, now we kind of cut to the chase here. We come to the end of the story or to the present moment. Just hours before he announced his resignation, Schneiderman announced an effort to challenge the president's cabinet member, Scott Pruitt, for a proposed rule change at the EPA. And then we'll get to the beauty of the story. Schneiderman, eyeliner and all, announced his resignation on Monday evening. And it's all too beautiful. We'll be right back with that story.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks, and we're talking about a guy that, you know, unfortunately, he's going to disappear from sight. He's going down the memory hole. A few weeks from now, maybe already, the controlled mass media will have made the name Eric Schneiderman disappear from the dictionary of newspeak. No one will remember his name, and no one will remember what he did. Eric Schneiderman, until he resigned, well, let's finish the story here, but until he resigned amidst a huge sex and violence against women scandal that was so bad that he resigned within hours, almost minutes of the story breaking. I don't know if it was a New Yorker or New York Times that broke the story, but the story broke, and within minutes, Schneiderman didn't deny, he didn't maneuver, he didn't wiggle, he didn't wait to see what might happen the next day. He just quit as Attorney General, which means that the four women against whom he was violent and abusive and sexually assaulted them, those four women were just the tip of the iceberg, and he knew it. And he had to get out of Dodge fast. But folks, Schneiderman was the poster boy among men. He was the poster boy for the Me Too women's movement. He was prominent at the Women's March in Washington, D.C. He was celebrated on TV as being the new male, the modern male, the supporter of women type male versus the horrible sort of male that all of us are.
As opposed to the Donald Trump sort of alpha male.
The Donald Trump sort of normal males, you know, traditional males. So Schneiderman, the implosion of Eric Schneiderman is just, you can't make this up. I mean, he's the guy leading the charge from a very powerful perch as Attorney General of New York. It's a very powerful post. And he's launching lawsuits against Donald Trump using all of his subpoena powers and his, you know, police state powers to attack Trump. And remember, very importantly, Donald Trump's enterprises, many of them, lie within the jurisdiction of Eric Schneiderman, New York. So he, as the AG of the state of New York, he can be a real nightmare for Donald Trump. Well, he was. But now he just went down the toilet. Let's read some more of the story here. We read that, just hours, Schneiderman announced his resignation on Monday evening this week, just hours after journalist Ronan Farrow detailed multiple allegations of physical abuse from four women. And then here's his statement.
Oh, that's pretty big. So not just it's not just a one example that might possibly be defended or put down to a misperception. I mean, if we've got four people saying he physically hurt them, well, that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, here it is. I'm now looking at the article. It is in the New Yorker, this magazine published out of New York. And it says, four women accused New York's Attorney General of physical abuse. 3 hours after the publication of this story, this is an update printed by the New Yorker at the head of the story, 3 hours after we published this, Schneiderman, which must have been online then, Schneiderman resigned from his position. So, folks, 3 hours. He said, and then here's his mealy-mouth explanation. While these allegations are unrelated to my professional conduct or the operations of the office, they will effectively prevent me from leading the office's work at this critical time, he said in a statement. I therefore resign my office effective at the close of business on May 8th, 2018. So immediately quits.
He's gone.
He's gone. And then here's how the article, this is the article that caused him to resign in 3 hours. So imagine you're Eric Schneiderman right now, heaven forbid, and you're reading this. This must have happened to him on that day of May 8th. Somebody must have rushed into the office, all red-faced, maybe a woman who's been abused by him, probably abuses all the women around him, and said, Mr. Schneiderman, you've got to check this link out, came in maybe with a printout. And he sat down, and here's what he read. The article starts with his name. Eric Schneiderman, New York's Attorney General, has long been a liberal Democratic champion of women's rights. Okay, so he's happy with that. And recently he has become an outspoken figure in the Me Too movement against sexual harassment. Okay, so he's happy. He's happy with that. As New York's state's highest-ranking law enforcement officer, Schneiderman, who is 63, has used his authority to take legal action against the disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein, and he pronounces it Weinstein, and to demand, Schneiderman does, and you'll hear that in just a moment, and to demand greater compensation for the victims of Weinstein's alleged sexual crimes. Last month, when The Times and this magazine were awarded a joint Pulitzer Prize, we'll come right back to this. I'll put my finger in here and we'll begin reading right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks. And this article in the New Yorker, which the dateline of the article is May 8th, 2018. This is such a great article, and it's a shame it's going to disappear, because I'll only give you little snippets from the article, but it turns out that Eric Schneiderman beats his women, intimidates them, injures them, pours wine down their throats, holds their face while he's pouring wine down their throats and all over their chests. And he threatens them. He threatens to send his goons, his investigators, and his cops after them. This guy is a monster. And listen to him. Listen.
Class act. Wow.
Yeah.
He's
now, this
Democrat.
Is the guy leading the charge. He's leading the charge against Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who's accused entirely of all of his, relations with women. The women themselves are not alleging anything other than consensual romance. And some of them are saying, I loved the guy. So, this is national headline in all the networks, all day, all night. It's totally, this is the worst thing that ever happened. But I guarantee you, Eric Schneiderman, there'll be no discussion. They'll forget about him, that he ever happened. This guy is a violent criminal against women, many women. And the New Yorker tracked down, four of them. They actually came to the New Yorker. Now listen to Eric Schneiderman. You see, get the flavor of what this guy is like. Here he is announcing his valiant action against Harvey Weinstein, who he actually covered up for before he went to the podium to pompously announce that we're going after Harvey Weinstein. Here he is. Listen to him in a deep baritone voice here.
Conducting an investigation for more than 4 months into the Weinstein Company, and our investigation, as demonstrated by the petition filed yesterday, uncovered a pervasive pattern of sexual harassment, intimidation, discrimination, and abuse at the Weinstein Company. And it is clear to us, and is set forth in our complaint, that the company's management was complicit in this pattern of misconduct. They knew what was happening. It was flagrant. It was flamboyant. They knew how pervasive it was. And not only did they fail to stop it, they enabled it and covered it up.
So now let's go back to the New York Times, or the New Yorker rather, article. There's some stuff in here. He says now Schneiderman is facing a reckoning of his own, the poster boy for the Me Too movement, as his prominence as a voice against sexual misconduct has risen. So too has the distress of four women with whom he has had romantic relationships. They accuse Schneiderman of having subjected them to non-consensual physical violence. All have been reluctant to speak out, fearing reprisal. But they came to the New Yorker. Let me go down here and find those. Just go right into the middle. Schneiderman's activism on behalf of feminist causes has increasingly won him praise from women's groups. On May 1st, the New York-based National Institute for Reproductive Health honored him as one of the three champions of choice at its annual fundraising luncheon. I guess that would be champions of abortion. Accepting the award, Schneiderman said, I don't have a baritone voice. If a woman cannot control her body, she is not truly equal. But then one of the women said to the author,
her body. It's a matter of destroying another body.
Yeah, one of the women said this to the New Yorker about that quote. She says, "You cannot be a champion of women when you are hitting them and choking them in bed and saying to them, you're a effing whore." She says of Schneiderman's involvement in the Weinstein investigation, "How can you put a perpetrator in charge of the country's most important sexual assault case?" And remember, the Weinstein case was being prosecuted and is being prosecuted in New York under AG Eric Schneiderman. Another of the women said that seeing him as a champion of women, a supporter of women, makes her feel sick. His hypocrisy is epic, she says. He's fooled so many people. And there's a thing here. About 4 weeks after they became physically involved, she says Schneiderman grew violent. He says he called her a whore. He got her drinking. He says, all of a sudden, he just slapped me open-handed and with great force across the face, landing the blow directly onto my ear. It was horrendous. It just came out of nowhere. My ear was ringing. I lost my balance and fell backward onto the bed. It turns out she went to a doctor, Kolovin, and he found that he had actually ruptured her eardrum. I sprang up. Yeah, and she was bleeding out of the ear for weeks after that. I sprang up, but at this point, there was very little room between the bed and him. I got up to try to shove him back or take a swing, and he pushed me back down. He then used his body weight to hold me down, and he began to choke me. The choking was very hard. It was really bad. I kicked. In every fiber, I felt I was being beaten by a man. I was crying and in shock. She cried, "Are you crazy?" To her astonishment, Schneiderman accused her of scratching him. And then at one point, she said, he told her, "You can't, you know, hitting an officer of the law is a felony."
Oh, my God.
And she says, I want to make it absolutely clear. This was under no circumstances a sex game gone wrong. This did not happen while we were having sex. I was fully dressed and remained that way. It was completely unexpected and shocking. I did not consent to physical assault. Who does? And anyway, so it goes on and on. So now imagine you're Eric Schneiderman reading this. And of course, you know, as Eric Schneiderman, this is all true, folks. This has the ring of truth all to it. He said to another one of the women, he said, "You're a little whore." He said, if you ever leave me, I'll kill you. It goes on and on into more and more examples of this. But you imagine reading this. I'm sure he didn't even finish the article. By the time he probably didn't even get a chance to finish the article before he filled out his resignation. Because this is really something, folks. And this is just the initial salvo. This is just one reporter and probably some help at the New Yorker doing some research. But wait till, Schneiderman was not going to wait to have the rest of the women in his office and the rest of the women he's abused and beaten and assaulted come after him. So this guy needs to go to jail, the attorney general. So let's see if Schneiderman gets the Hillary Clinton treatment. No jail, no charges, no nothing. Let's see. Let's see if Schneiderman goes to jail.
Life just goes on.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, Donald Trump, oh my gosh, in 2006, and this is all that she alleges, Stormy Daniels alleges that one night Donald Trump took her out on a hot date. And that's it. That was a hot date. No violence, no abuse, no nothing. You know, just a man having sex with a woman. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the horror. This could happen in a modern country. That a man who's had sex with a woman could be president of the United States. This is unthinkable.
Shocking.
Shocking.
All the transgendered and the lesbians should be in office.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In this country where transgenderism is hip and cool and wonderful and to be celebrated, a man having sex with a woman, this is intolerable. We'll kind of try to stay on the Eric Schneiderman story. And here's one of his accusers says, this is another story, the headline, "He slapped me, he spit on me, he called me his brown slave." And this woman is of brown coloration.
So we add race mixing to the witch's brew here.
well, yes, and also racism, because he is this woman who was abused by him, Tanya Selvaratnam, was born. She is a Sri Lankan.
She's a non-white. Oh my God! It just gets better and better.
Yeah, yeah, but Donald Trump, this man has such great foresight. He predicted Schneiderman's demise 4.5 years ago. He said this guy is worse than Wiener, and worse than Elliot Spitzer. So, beautiful, beautiful story. Well,
Wiener wasn't beating anybody up. Wiener was like a silly adolescent doing stupid things, but he wasn't pounding out the... In fact, most of his activity was on the internet. He wasn't beating up people.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, anyway, let's go to some callers here. I think we lost one. Come on back, caller, if you dropped out. Alan in Chicago, George in Texas, and Alan in South Carolina. Let's go to Alan in Chicago. Alan, thanks for calling.
Hey, good evening, James and Paul. I just want to give some good news to the people. That was good news, too. But I did stay up last night and watched President Trump greet the prisoners that were released. And it started about 2 o'clock, went till about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was just going to tell people, if they wanted to see that, there's a couple of YouTube sites that do follow Trump around live, and I did watch it live, and one is called Golden State Times. That's on YouTube, and the other one is Right Side Broadcasting.
Yes.
But it was really nice because Vice President Pence came in on a Marine chopper with his wife and a couple of other people, and then maybe 20 minutes later, Trump and his wife came in with another Marine helicopter, and then there was one big jet that came in with some more government people, and then finally they had two huge fire trucks out there holding the huge American flag, and then they pulled right up in front of there, and then Trump and his wife went up and had about 4 or 5 minutes of private, you know, conversation with the people before they walked out, and then they all walked out together. And I just thought that was really something to see. Here at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's, you know, Trump and the vice president fully dressed up. They were all in suits and ties, and they were out there to meet these people. And I've been reading a lot of comments all over the internet today, and a lot of people said, you know, there's a lot of expats all over the world, and they're saying they really felt proud of the president, that they felt that as an American citizen, no matter where they were, they felt that Trump had their back and was looking out for the interests of America and American citizens. And I just wanted to let people know that I was really proud that night.
Well, and you know, I'm looking for that YouTube you just mentioned, Alan. Thank you very much. And let's just see, we'll take a chance here and see if ABC News, they've got a version of it. Let's
see. We can now see the president shaking the hands of men who I can only assume are the detainees. Let's just take a listen.
So here they are coming out of Air Force One. And these are you know, ethnically Korean folks, but they're Korean Americans. And Donald Trump, now isn't this nice? Donald Trump and Melania standing at the door at the top of the gangway there, out of Air Force One, and beaming released prisoners.
Connor, I hope you're still hearing me. Are you able to see the same images now of the men being motioned?
Now let's see if they're coming down.
To get to the waiting hospital vehicle.
Here he is.
Everything's going to work out at the highest level.
Very bad audience. Thanking Kim Jong-un for releasing these guys.
And the fact that we were able to get them out so soon.
Let me go forward here. Let me see if the audio gets any better.
So,
you can understand it. If you watch it at home, you can make it out. It's no good for radio.
What do you do on this?
And let's see if we go here. But this is nice. Donald Trump.
I got to speak to him on the plane. These are great people. They've been through a lot. But it's a great honor. But the true honor is going to be if we have a victory in getting rid of nuclear weapons. No, not at all. We very much appreciate that he allowed them to go before the meeting. It was sort of understood that we'd be able to get these three terrific people during the meeting and bring them home after the meeting. And he was nice in letting them go before the meeting. I mean, frankly, we didn't think this was going to happen, and it did. So you could say we're a little bit of... It was a very important thing to all of us to be able to get these three great people out. And I must tell you, I want to pay my warmest respects to the parents of Otto Warmbier, who is a great young man.
He's a man who was basically killed in prison by the Koreans, effectively killed. But yeah, Alan, I see this is great, Donald Trump. And I love Melania at his side. And, you know, as all this sex innuendo and attack against Donald Trump goes on, I salute Melania Trump. What a great woman. What a wife. What a first lady. And she is just shaming all of these people with her loyalty and her love of her husband and her love of her child as a mother. She is a wonderful first lady whose dignity, maybe the most elegant first lady we've ever had.
You know, I just wanted to say that, you know, all of us know how it is when you have loved ones coming, or you're the one coming to a town and your family or friends are there to greet you. Now, can you imagine the horrors that these four people have been through? These people could have just pulled up in there into a hangar, gotten off, gone to sleep, maybe been debriefed, and maybe later on Trump would bring them in, maybe he wouldn't. But can you imagine coming back after that ordeal, and there's the president and vice president and their wives meet you like your family? I mean, my God, I mean, that really says a lot. It really does.
Yeah, it does. And notice that Donald Trump is able to charm even Kim Jong-un, who released these guys early. Kim Jong-un is trying to impress Donald Trump. Hey, that's leadership.
That's great.
Hey, all Aaron, right, do you want to say...
No, it's okay. Thanks. Go ahead. Get someone else. I appreciate
all right, thanks, Alan. Appreciate you. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When this war is over, it will be but a death. When this war is over, it will be but a death. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Action, killing people all the time. Ain't no sense in no action.
Oh, we're back, folks. And let's look back a little bit here at the Korean War. Just a recollection a little bit here. I'm looking at an article on the Korean War that says the estimate is that 1.2 million people died in the war. And the U.S. Defense Department has said that we had about 34,000 battle deaths and another 3,000 non-battle deaths, so 37,000 dead American soldiers. And but all told, civilians and military, 1.2 million dead in a war that, you know, traumatized our country. And here's Donald Trump, the peace president. This war had never been ended. There was an armistice. The war, a peace treaty was never signed. And now Donald Trump is about to end that war. And we saw the unbelievable scene of this little rocket man about whom we engaged in such ridicule here on this show. Little rocket man actually came with his wife to South Korea, where he met with the South Korean president and his wife with all the niceties of friendship and handshakes, and they even embraced each other. I mean, they hugged each other. You know, I joked, it was kind of semi-romantic. It's unbelievable. What did Donald Trump do? What combination, and the art of the deal, what combination of the stick and the, a combination of enticement and of threat and of charm, of negotiating skill, did Donald Trump employ? Because we don't know all that he did. We know what the public record, but what happened behind the scenes? What did Mike Pompeo do behind closed doors on his visit to Korea? But here's the result. This madman of a dictator, who's clearly a murderer and so on, he is releasing prisoners early. He's giving up his cherished nuclear program. He's already announced this. He says he's giving up the nukes. He's giving up the ICBMs. This is a wonderful... When was the last time something like this happened? You know, it hasn't. We're more familiar with things like the best result Kennedy was able to get in Cuba, which is, you know, half a century of hostility. We've run out of time. I can't believe it. We'll be back again tomorrow night, a Friday show. Continue to update the Trump phenomenon. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.